This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressider. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
You know what you're doing. We all know what we're doing. Everyone knows, like, at least four things, and that's all you need.
Is that it? They're doing or facts?
Ever in general.
Right.
Okay.
Great, because I would also fit the mold, which is really impressive.
I know four things. I don't know what those are at the moment.
There was this video online I saw the other day that was someone in a car just looking at the camera saying, listen, I don't get shit. I don't know stuff. And I don't understand things. I was like, that's how I feel every day.
Yeah.
All the time.
A perpetual state of being.
Yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressider.
It's me, Emily Tressider.
Yeah.
This week, very excitingly, Vicky Hanlon,
sure,
we have our first ever
repeat
guest.
Proper repeat guest, not including live shows.
Whatever technicality.
I'm just saying.
Our guest this week is our first ever technically repeated guest, Liv Hewson.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Am I really the first repeated guest?
We've had people on a live show and a pre-record show.
But to be honest.
But fuck them.
Yeah, but not too pre-recorded.
But also, to be honest, I want to delete the live show. So in my mind.
No, I meant the live shows from Comedy Festival.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
I meant, because we've had Dil Rook.
Yeah.
And Timothy Clark.
Yeah.
They're
a different breed of show, though.
Yes.
So if you are thinking of coming to the live shows, do it because they're a different breed of show.
They're so much fun and different.
It just might turn out that Em wants to delete one of them, but don't worry about it.
No. I'm sad I even brought this up now because now I'm really pushing back in the archives.
Yeah.
Our very first show was a live show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, for anyone playing at home, but don't feel the need to go back and listen to it.
I think everyone listening should go back and listen to it.
Yeah, well, I think everyone will now that they've heard this.
Damn it.
Maybe we should delete this part of the conversation.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, I guess it's a beautiful...
We all start somewhere.
Exactly. It's a nice... You can see the progression.
Yeah.
That's what... And I love that. You know, with creators I like or people who... Anyone who does anything I like. You know, even like my girlfriend was looking at my baby pictures at Christmas. Like, you know, you got to see...
Where it starts.
The beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The weird thing about people looking at my baby pictures is I've looked exactly the same since I was about 2 years old.
Have you just gotten taller?
Just taller, and...
Not a huge amount taller.
Yeah.
She's a terrifyingly huge child.
Got her!
Yeah, like my face.
Yeah.
Same.
Right.
I'll find some pics.
Yeah, I've definitely...
Baby yeah.
I've definitely changed.
While we're talking.
But my cheeks have stayed the same.
You got good cheeks. You got killer cheeks.
Fuck, I hate them.
Oh, they're your friends.
Yeah, cheeky
friends.
I think a lot of people like...
Yeah. Sure.
Cheekbones. They're not bones.
But you can't see my cheekbones. That's the point. Because there's so much like going on that the... Yeah.
I got a bit of that going on too.
Yeah.
We all do. All three of us have a bit of that going on. Mm. All right. I found one. She's done it. That was quick.
It was real quick. Oh my God,
right.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Is this helpful for the listeners at home?
Well, no. I mean,
can I see it?
Podcasts are a visual medium.
Oh, you are the same.
Yeah, just smaller and slightly cuter because I can't speak as much smack.
Sure.
You should post that as the display pic for this episode.
It might be.
Okay, that's a really good idea.
There's me as a child.
Hello.
But see how like you couldn't if you...
Are you ginger in that picture?
I'm almost blonde in that picture.
But you were ginger at one stage, weren't you?
No, I was blondish when I was a kid.
I don't know why you're so defensive.
Shut up. How would you... Doesn't matter that I've got the genes for that. Shut up.
I mean, my boyfriend is ginger.
Yeah?
I'm a big fan.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah. And I will back you guys 100%.
Love both of you.
There's me a bit blonde. Oh, I'm not putting this up, but you guys can...
Oh, it's a beautiful picture.
Look, I'm for the listeners that cannot see any of these pictures,
of course.
Vicky had beautiful curls.
I did, right?
Yeah.
I had that going on too. I had ringlets when I was a little...
Isn't it fascinating? I wonder why that is the case. Because a lot of children have curly hair and then it grows out straight.
I don't know if it's just that like you get older and there's more of it and it gets heavier or if it's like something else.
That
I don't know.
Would make sense.
Yeah. Well, because my sister had actual like ringlets and all that sort of stuff, and which it maybe is quite a redhead
might be
sort
a ginger thing.
Yeah,
that happened with me too.
But yeah, she has quite long hair now, so I guess it's just too heavy. If even if it was going to do that,
yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if your sister and I like to bond over how much hair we both shed.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All day, every day.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I live with her. It's everywhere.
Oh, my God. I can't. I'm going to run my fingers through my hair right now. Something will happen. It's like, well, okay, it didn't. That's fine. That's really embarrassing.
Because you just brushed it.
Because I washed it last really night. Shit.
There you go.
But every time, I can't wear like a felty black jacket without it just being everywhere. Like, what happened to you? Do you have like a strange dog or is this
like a
you?
Really long haired dog?
It's like, no, it's me.
So you have thick hair.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah. So, and a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish I did. I used to have thick hair when I was growing up and then something happened and now it's so thin. So, so thin.
I wonder what happened.
I don't know. It switched when I was about 16.
Right.
Puberty. God damn it.
Hormones. I know, right? Fuck that shit.
I'm not sure. I think I've had the same amount of hair my whole life.
Have you just been the same person?
Yeah.
You've just literally not changed.
Totally unchanged.
Yeah. It's like a weird Benjamin Button thing. I'm just the same.
Just the same
just
forever.
The whole time.
Imagine if Benjamin Button was just like Brad Pitt at 12 the whole time. Yeah. Like just consistent. Like or like at 20 or like 30, but it's just like him the whole
that's
way through.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's me. I just change my hairstyle sometimes.
That's
I'm
it.
Like, surprise.
I'm you the same. Immortal?
Yes. Okay. Yep. I'm really shocked and surprised it's taken you guys this long to
realize.
But sure. Yes, I am.
Uh-huh. Because I used to watch a TV show that was not very good, and I think it was called New Amsterdam.
Okay.
Of which there's a new show coming out soon that's also called
New Amsterdam.
Yeah.
New Amsterdam.
But this one had the guy that plays Jamie Lannister in it before Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, yeah.
Nikolai something.
Yeah, I can never remember his last name either.
Yep.
Wonderful, though.
Yeah.
Bless him.
Him as the main guy, and he was an... What was he? Not a vampire. Just an immortal person.
He'd do that real well, I reckon.
Right. But it was like
How do you do that real well?
I don't know.
I can live forever. It's me.
No, you know how like some of the actors on True Blood and stuff, you look at them and they're like, yeah, you got cast as a vampire, did you? That checks
that
out.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Like I buy that from him. Like, oh yeah, you play like a supernatural being who's immortal. Like, yeah, you'd smash that.
Sure. Right. And so he just like looks the same throughout. So he has to like get rid of old photos of himself because, you know, people will like find old like from the 1800s and the 1700s and 1600s.
He never takes any dates to museums.
Exactly. Just in case. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, it's also the sad thing of like he has to watch his friends die every, you know.
Yeah,
Or like just stop being friends with people because he hasn't aged in 30 years that he's known someone and stuff.
Oh.
And, you know.
Yeah, you got to.
It is really brutal. I can speak from experience.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, "How long do we have left in our friendship before I?" But now that you've come out to me,
well,
I guess
yes,
we can stay
exactly.
And to
you
everyone listening to the podcast,
yeah.
But also, I've looked. I just it's kind of like it's a trap kind of thing because I've just said I look the same all the time. So you make up your mind whether that's because I'm immortal,
sure.
Or whether I have like some other.
Okay.
You know?
Whether you're Benjamin Button.
Yes.
I like
that
you
freaky Benjamin Button.
Have managed to like put a little Star Wars reference into that.
Yes.
Because our last episode was you finally watched Return of the Jedi.
Yes.
And now you're just going to quote it forever, aren't you?
I think yes.
Great.
What did you think?
Of Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Have you guys already rehashed this on the pod or am I going to ask it?
We have.
All right.
But I can give you a quick synopsis.
Would you please?
I think Luke is less of a little bitch.
Oh, wow.
I think
that's been a through line. She said Luke's a little bitch the whole time.
It's hateful. So hateful.
I know,
also,
but
as a massive Star Wars fan, I still kind of like, yeah.
No,
especially
just,
in the first one. He's
in
a
the
little,
first one, come on.
He's not a little
he's
bitch.
A little
he's
17-year-old little bitch.
He is a twink.
Yeah.
All right?
No, but he's just so
leave
like,
him alone.
Oh, I want to go to Toshi Station.
Yeah, it was very important. Oh my, how can we ask of like male heroes in fiction that they be softer and kinder?
He can be soft and kind. Just stop being a whiny little bitch.
I will not have this from either of you.
Okay, well, the other point that one of the most, you know, notable points that I thought during the film was when Obi-Wan Kenobi comes back as a ghost or whatever.
Yeah. Force being.
Yep. it's me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, but I'm see-through.
It's a me, Obi-Wan.
When he comes back, like, it's a me, Obi-Wan. He can't. He walks to Luke and then sits down on a rock. You can't fucking sit down.
As
you're
a ghost?
Through. You're going to fucking fall through the rock.
But how is he just squatting?
How is he just standing there?
Yeah, he's just like...
Yeah, he's just squatting. What, how is he standing on the ground?
Yeah, how is he standing on the ground there?
Yeah, it's dumb. He should be floating. And then float sitting, maybe. There should be like a shape.
I feel like that would have looked worse.
Yeah. In the 80s when they made this.
I just don't buy the things that happen in Star Wars.
I just don't buy it.
M. Tresetta 2019. I think Star Wars had some like logistical issues.
Yeah, I just don't buy it.
Yep. All right.
That's Speaking fine. Of I just don't buy it.
Sure.
Usually I don't buy clothing very often at all.
Purchase or believe in it?
I don't believe in it.
Just checking.
I just don't buy it. I mean, recently, especially because I'm saving money, so I haven't been buying stuff very much at all.
Mm.
But I went to China and I often... Is everything okay?
Yeah. Vicky's just left the table.
Everything's okay.
Okay. She just was sick of it. Yeah, she's totally over it.
I don't buy this conversation. I'm not into it.
Sorry.
I'm out of here. Vicky Hanlon, 2019.
Keep going.
I don't often spend very much money on clothing. If I do buy clothing, it'll be from an op shop. And even then, I haven't really been buying clothing a lot
You're
at all.
You're so Fitzroy.
I am so in a north. It's actually insane. It's
very sustainable.
I rode my bike here, okay, guys? Anyway, so I went to China and I climbed the Great Wall of China.
Yes,
I know.
You
like scaled the side of it?
Yes. Spider-Man style.
Good.
I was
Stay
like,
on brand.
I'm Spider-Woman.
Great.
And that was great.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really exhilarating. And then I went to the
I can't believe you
shop.
Haven't told me about this until now.
Yeah,
can't
no.
Believe.
There's a few things you're learning this pod. I'm immortal and I'm also Spider-Woman. So
great.
Fun times.
It's a spicy combo.
Yeah. Honestly, it's been real fun.
Yeah.
Been a real fun life for me.
There's a gift shop at the Great Wall of
yes,
China.
Of course there is.
Yeah, I guess there would be.
Yeah, of course there is. So
I'm sure there's more than one as well. It's a fucking long wall.
Well,
I reckon there's a few.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's...
Is that your review of the Great Wall of China? It's a bit long.
It's a bit long.
I mean, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it.
So basically, there's different entrance points, right?
Sure.
And one of them is super popular and then like a couple of them are less popular, but they all would have gift shops.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you have to like go through like barricades to like, you have to pay to do it, obviously.
Of course.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
We're breaking your heart today, aren't
it's
we?
It's a tourist attraction.
Oh, yeah. I just thought, you know, I guess I had this romanticized notion of it that it was just like a thing you could go to.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
I reckon some parts of it... probably can do that.
No, because it's like heavily, heavily guarded. The aim of the game is to make money now. And,
well, that makes sense.
And the parts of the wall...
I mean, it's why they built it.
Yeah.
It isn't.
So that you couldn't get through it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was that's why they built it, was to
For
make money.
To
I'm
make
like,
money.
What? No.
No. To stop people from getting through.
It was to keep the rabbits out, remember?
But...
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
Fun story out. About the Great Wall of China.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't climb the whole thing, right? It's just not allowed. You're not allowed to start in one section and walk it, right?
When you say climb, you mean...
Walk it.
Right, okay.
But you'd have to go up some stairs and then you'd be on the wall and then... Actually, I'm pretty sure you'd have to be climbing stairs throughout the journey.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's... kilometers and kilometers long. Like,
can you
like
can you not
eight.
Do it because it's not allowed or because it's not possible,
possible.
In a day?
A bit of both.
Okay.
It, you definitely can't do it in a day.
Sure.
It would take months. And
months.
And also it's not allowed, right? The
right.
government's like, you can't do that. However, there was an artist
I'm surprised
once,
that the Chinese government has said no to something like that. Imagine the
yeah.
Chinese government
Well, also,
no.
I mean, it's very long and I imagine that it would be a strenuous journey.
Yeah, I think that checks out.
Yeah. I think it's like something like 8,000 kilometers, but don't quote me on that. It's very long, right? Yeah, maybe we should actually get the length because I don't know the facts. But,
okay, but it's not so, that. But there was this artist.
There was this artist, like a performance artist,
sure.
that was like, I want to start at one end of the Great Wall of China and I want my partner to start at the other end of the Great Wall of China and I want us to meet in the middle or like sort of like, no, start together and then meet in the middle, right?
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And so it took... a really long time.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
How long did you say you thought
8,000?
It was? 8,000. Oh, it is so much longer than that.
Yeah, there you go. So it's super long.
How long is it?
21,196 kilometers.
It takes 8 months, maybe. That's yeah. where I'm getting the 8 from.
That would make sense.
Yeah. Wow. So it takes a really long time, right? And so they met. They started together. They walked, and then the aim was to meet again on the other side or whatever and get married. It took 8 Aww. Months, and they were both kind of like in solitude doing the wall, right? Mm. And by the time they met up together, they didn't want to be together anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They'd had enough time apart that they were like, oh, nah.
Nah, I'm fine.
I've rethought about it.
So what was the situation? They would like be sleeping on the wall outside?
Yeah, yeah.
And
so there's watchtowers and stuff.
And so this was right. like before they'd banned the practice of doing that, right?
Well, I think it was already not legal.
Uh-huh.
And they asked special permission for this art project.
Oh, okay.
And then the government was like, yeah, sure, okay, you can. And then they,
and
did
then they didn't do it.
Well, then wow. they didn't do what they set out to do, but they did something.
I was going
to
say that's still like a some sort of performance art, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
100%.
And yeah. it's kind of more interesting, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah, kind of is.
Kind of, yeah. The point of my story, I gave you another story, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Is when I went to the gift shop, after scaling the Great Wall of China, I found this shirt, which
that
I'm
you're
currently
wearing.
Wearing.
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even look at that.
It says, I climbed the Great Wall. And it has a picture of the Great Wall of China.
Some of
right?
it, yeah.
And I bought it because I was like, this is fun.
Sure.
Like, I think this will be a fun, like, inner north thing to wear.
Yeah.
Kind of ironically, you know what I mean?
No, sure. you didn't. And you just wanted to wear it.
And yeah, yet you give me shit for all the stuff that I want to have.
Yeah, I know. I mean, each to their own.
Fuck
but what I wanted to say is, so I bought it. This shirt that I'm currently wearing, right, mm-hmm. was an XXL.
What?
Yeah, right?
Wow.
And so when I got back on the bus after climbing the wall and buying the shirt, or maybe it was before I bought the shirt, they said, go on, buy a Great Wall of China shirt. Definitely do it. It was like $5 Australian or something like that. Like
yeah.
ridiculous. And they said, buy one, but it's called the Three Generation shirt. And we're like, what? And they're like, yeah, because let's say you buy a large, you wash it once, it's then a medium. You have a medium, you wash it again, it's then a small. So like the dad can wear it, then the daughter, then the daughter's
oh,
daughter.
Oh, so that's an intentional thing, not just like a...
No, it's not intentional.
Okay, right.
It's just like that's what happens.
That's so I've such washed a, this. Such a sweet way of describing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just something
a poorly made
yeah.
shirt.
The fabric is going to shrink heaps.
So when you bought that, because that fits quite well right
yeah.
now. When you bought that...
It was big.
It was huge.
Yeah, it was like, well, not huge, but it was big.
XXL is pretty
yeah,
fucking big.
But it was a small XXL.
Sure.
But it was definitely much bigger than this. I've washed it maybe once or twice.
Wow.
So soon it'll be a midriff.
Yeah. I was
amazing.
Say, this might be the last. Oh, no, you probably got maybe one more wash.
Yeah, it could already. Be like a tight tee next
yeah.
time I wear it.
I love that. I
yeah.
Something about that I really dig, actually.
Yeah.
And
so
then
did I.
You
I
just
really
never
cool.
get to wear it again.
Yeah,
or give it to someone else.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
a mate, like a smaller relative.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't have a next generation yet, but I can give it to my goddaughter or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cute.
Yeah. She's okay. much smaller than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Surprise.
Considering you haven't changed, that's weird.
Yeah. okay. It is very strange. But yeah, they're my stories this week.
Okay.
The Great Wall. Great Wall themed.
I mean, obviously the Great Wall is huge and we all knew that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see it from space, all that sort of stuff that you know. But 21,000 kilometers.
Can you imagine building that or being part of building that?
No. No, I can't. That's blown my mind.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things that it says that it starts at is a place called, and what I read, was Dandenong. And I thought, that's not right.
Probably not it, hey.
Collectively, it stretches from what I thought was Dandenong in the east to some other name that I can't pronounce in the south. And I was like, oh, that's new. I've been to Dandenong. I didn't know that. Okay, no, Dandong. Dandong.
Dandong. There we go.
We did it.
We did it.
I can
you
read.
You just added an extra syllable or two.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I added one E. That's all, you know, as we do. All right.
All right, what?
I was going to say my story. Do you want me to hear my story?
I would love that.
I would love to hear
we
your
would
story.
Love that.
Question for you guys.
Yes.
You can have a theorize about this.
Okay. Should we theorize together or apart?
Together.
Okay.
I think that makes for better content rather than doing
You're
it
very
in your
head. Right. Imagine. All right. Let's just sit here silently for
and just
a couple
think,
minutes.
Think about it.
Collaborative storytelling.
This
love
hasn't
it.
Been confirmed, but I have a feeling I'm not going to be allowed back at the cricket.
Like, legitimately?
What? We'll see. Why?
Okay. Theories.
Not legitimately, no.
Oh, theories.
Oh, my God. Streaking. Beer snake.
Beer snake?
No, you don't drink beer. Cider snake.
Cider snake.
What's that?
When the people at the cricket stack up their old, their empty cups and turn so it into a
too,
snake.
So it's too big a snake.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got streaking, too big a cider snake.
Did you swear at somebody?
Yelling. It could be yelling. That's could a possibility. Could be yelling.
Did you yell at someone?
this is, let's see, I didn't get kicked out. I just think that I won't be welcome back.
Okay. Right. Okay. Let's be serious about this. Does it have to do with maybe she threw some food?
Yeah. Did you throw some food?
Would I waste food like that? Yes, I probably would.
Yeah, you totally
would. If you
food.
Were mad enough, I think, yeah, anyone would.
Sure.
Did you spill a drink on someone?
Hot shit. Well, I don't think you can get kicked out.
Well, she didn't get kicked out.
Well, I don't think you could get, like, banned for just spilling a drink.
Yeah.
That could be an accident. And even if it wasn't an accident, you could be like, that was an accident. Prove it.
True.
True. I think it's got to be something more deliberate. Which is why I really think it's streaking.
Did you graffiti the bathrooms?
and then Vicky sign Hanlon it, Vicky Hanlon was here.
I was channeling my 7-year-old self and writing in the bathroom. Yeah, sure. No.
Okay. Wait, one more guess.
Okay.
Maybe she caught the ball. Can you do that in cricket?
Absolutely.
Okay. Fuck yeah, you can.
Maybe she caught the ball.
Yeah.
And then they were like, give it back. And she was like, nah.
I mean, that is something that I would want to do, sure. I was watching the tennis the other night and the ball went into the crowd and the crowd member gave it back and the commentator said, it's the only sport in the world where we ask you to give the ball back. And I was like,
that's not true at
all. Cricket, the other sport that's on at the moment, you fucking... like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah,
like,
you're a fake jock. I'm a real jock.
Yeah. Like,
do they have to use the same ball the whole game or something?
Yes.
So it's not...
Well, no, but there's a they have to use the same ball until they introduce new balls.
Yeah, that's why like the ball tampering scandal was so big.
Exactly.
The cricket one?
Yes. Yep.
Right.
And in tennis, they do the same thing. You play with the same balls until it like...
So how do they tamper with it?
Well, the cricket one was sandpaper.
So they'd have it like in their pocket or something?
He had sandpaper in his pocket and he would like... And it basically meant that like it'd be rough on one more surface. So it'd like the when it hit the ground.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And illegal in cricket, like
yeah, they got in a lot of trouble.
So everyone much trouble. Hated them for a bit.
Yeah.
Also, catching a cricket ball is so fascinating to me because they're so hard. They're wouldn't you just die
hurts
on impact?
So much.
Oh Christ, that's
it hurts
so scary.
So much. Yeah, like it could. I mean, it has killed people. Like,
oh, that's terrifying.
Like it actually, you know, yeah.
Oh my God,
cricket balls are the scariest.
I've thing. Been to the cricket with you. You did not warn me about this.
We were very high up.
That's true, we were.
It was fine.
I thought you were just going to stop at high. We were very high. So anything that happened, it
we
would be fine.
Off our tits at the cricket.
No. So I went to see... I went to a Big Bash game, which is the 2020. Mm-hmm. You, neither of you know what that is, right?
No,
you
went to
yeah,
one with
it's like you.
You
did go to one game. With
me. Mm-hmm. That's the small game, right.
It's just
see that
bite-sized.
Me knowing sports and stuff. It's couldn't even say the word sports just then.
It's the appropriate size.
Yes.
Me. Yeah, fair. Yes. That's fair.
Agreed.
And I went to see my Renegades play.
Sure.
So I go for the Melbourne Renegades. We went and saw them play.
They are hers.
They are mine. I mm-hmm. own them. Imagine.
That would be cool. I think you'd be a great cool. sports team owner.
Thank you.
Maybe when you get like super big in comedy, you can be one of those like sort of like Mel Gibson. Is that one of them? That's like
Eric Banner is the number one ticket holder for St Kilda. I'm coming for you, Eric.
But isn't there like or what's the other famous just the gladiator one?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, doesn't he own?
Yeah, he owns the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, because he just bought them, but then was like, you can do the stuff.
Yeah,
so
I just
do that.
I just want to. I would love that. I would love that. Except I'd want to own the. I would want to do the stuff as well.
Yeah, you'd want to like get in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't really maybe have time just be like less angry.
Oh, so yeah, I'm not throwing phones at people.
Oh,
it's not
no.
happening.
Did you
uh-huh.
get kicked out
uh-huh.
because you were like, these are out. My Renegades. I own them. What the fuck are you doing? I own you.
No, but the reason that I don't think I'll be allowed back is the same reason why I don't think I'll ever be allowed to own them.
Okay.
What?
So nothing happened.
This is so dramatic.
This is not going to be nearly as dramatic
I know,
as
but
you
I love
made
it.
It out to be. This is going to be such an anticlimactic thing.
Okay.
I've been to see the Renegades play so many times and they've done well in like their seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yet every single time I go see them, every single time,
right,
they lose.
Yeah,
it's you.
It's me.
100%.
I'm pretty sure
you can't go anymore.
I can't go to the cricket anymore.
Yeah,
I think I'm banned.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No, you are banned. Actually. Yeah. No. That's legitimate.
Everyone in Melbourne could band together and make sure Vicky never goes to see a Renegades game again.
We want her. Thank you so much.
I
posted all around the venues.
Yeah.
Have you seen this woman?
Because if you have, she's got to go. Do you want to win? Because
when we finished the game and we lost, I looked over and saw comedian Danny McGinley just across the aisle from me in a Stars t-shirt, just like celebrating his butt off. He was happy. And then he spotted me and was like, hey. I'm like, yep, good. And then he goes, this is my first ever game. This is the best. And I went, I hate you so much right now.
Cease and desist with your joy. There is no place for it in this house.
Not
this huge house.
This huge house that I own.
I own.
And all the teams in it.
My house. Get out of my house, Danny. Anyway, yeah, so I think I'm banned from the cricket.
No, you are.
Yeah.
There's no thinking about
that's
this.
That's safe. And that's honourable. And you've done the right thing.
Yeah.
And I'm so sorry.
I know. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of joy out of my life. But also, maybe they'll never lose again.
And that would be great.
Yeah.
Also, if they do lose again, you can start going again.
You reckon?
Yeah. If they lose and you're not there,
then you're back. You're back in the game. Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe if they lose and you're not even watching.
Sure.
Like not on a TV or anything. Like you have zero involvement and they lose, then you can do it. Then you can do whatever you want forever. Whatever I want. Forever.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Now I just have to hope my team loses?
Yeah, that's the bargain we're making with the universe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that is.
Come on, Renegades, do shit.
Just one time, but you have to not
have
see it.
Yeah. So I can't watch a game
until they lose.
I mean, they'll probably just lose sometime soon. Like they've lost, like, I don't count the away games like in other states and stuff because I'm not going to go to them.
Right, right. You need to be able to go but not go anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so they need to lose a home game.
Yeah.
All right, that you're not watching.
Then I'm not having anything to do with.
This is the pact that we make with the cricket gods.
Yeah, come on, cricket gods. We can do it.
Amazing.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lose-lose, so.
It is, really.
It's a lose-lose and then a win-lose. Yep. And then a win-win. Lose-win. Lose.
Oh, boy.
What are we doing? Where are we?
This is very upsetting, but.
It's for the good of the team, Vicky. Would you get on board?
Yep, yep.
Which you could one day own, so let's just not fuck with
it. Well, that's the thing. Like, if they lose, maybe they'll have me back and then I could own them.
No one's telling you you can't go. Let's just clarify. The team hasn't sat down and gone, you know what?
They will have you there anytime.
Yeah, I mean, they'd love to see you there.
But this is an insular experiment.
Sure, sure. Okay.
And then maybe one day.
And so it is done.
Yeah, we've made that pact.
Agreed.
We've made the pact with the universe. It's going
to
happen.
No.
Okay. I like that your immediate thought was that I went streaking, though.
Oh, it just seems like the.
You've met me.
It just seems like something you do. Exactly. Yeah.
No. It just seems like something that the cricket would not like.
But also something that happens like not a small amount. That like it happens a bit.
Yeah,
right?
And they put like the amount that you get fined if you do it.
Really?
As well.
That's how...
Like down to the cent. So I imagine it was an X amount and then they've changed it for inflation and that's because it's not a round number anymore.
No, it's not.
It's like, you know,
$6,701.96
or whatever. Like imagine if that was the right number. Imagine if that was the right number.
Is that because you think about streaking all the time?
Yeah.
You just keep that number in your head to remind yourself not to do it.
Just imagine you don't have this kind of cash on you.
They'll never let you back in.
Yeah, exactly. I'd never be able to own them and then get that kind of cash.
Yeah, that would be serious not allowed back in.
Yeah.
Territory.
Yeah. I think the only people that they've really banned from games and stuff like that have been like, well, not cricket games, but people like let off flares and things like that.
Ooh, what?
At the soccer.
Oh, mostly. That's not authorized. No. You will get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Big
oh, yeah.
Trouble.
Well, it's happened at the A-League a couple of times.
In the crowd, you will burn somebody. That is so dangerous.
Absolutely.
What? Soccer fans are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the A-League is nowhere near as bad as the old MLS used to. MLS. The league before the A-League.
Mm.
That was...
The team before the A-team.
Yes, the team before the A-team. That was intense. And why they got rid of it and started the A-League and tried to like market it as family friendly.
Oh, my God.
Because the league before that went It was awful.
It was like fireworks and punch-ups.
And riots every week.
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
No. What is this? Awful. The gladiators? What are we doing?
Yep. Yep. That was genuinely what it was like.
That
and so they
crazy
demolished, they just dissolved the entire league and started again.
That's crazy that like fans were so rambunctious that they had to just call off the sport.
The sport.
And start again.
Sorry, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah, you're like, oh, guys, like, we're done with cricket.
Yeah.
We're going to start cricket from scratch because you all are fucking it up for everyone. Yeah. That is so funny.
Yeah. It just crazy. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a story for us, Liv?
I was trying to think a little bit before we started and... Not really. I mean, because I've just...
It's fine if you don't.
I don't know that I have anything super interesting. I'm about to go to Perth for the first time.
Ooh, hell yeah. I've never been to Perth.
I haven't either. Yeah. I'm real keen.
You've been to Perth.
I am going tomorrow.
I've been to Perth twice, tomorrow. Three times.
I'm going tomorrow. After this, I'm going to go home and pack and then lie down and then go to Perth tomorrow.
Great. What sends you to Perth?
Well, the Perth Fringe is
on. Fringe World.
This is going to date this episode a little bit. But currently, Perth Fringe is on. And
I think it will still be on.
Yeah, sick.
It might still be on.
Yeah.
When this comes on.
Love that.
Yeah.
It is this date at this time today. I don't know what the date is.
I don't know either.
What day of the week is it? Is it Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday. Yeah.
Okay, great.
It is a Tuesday.
Friends of mine are performing at Perth Fringe and they have a show and they're going and they invited me to come along with them.
Sure.
And I'm very excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to spend a week in Perth.
Look, this is my... 2 cents on Perth.
Mm. Oh, please. No.
This is my dollar coin on Perth. During Fringe Festival, like any city, it comes alive.
Yes, sure. I have heard.
It definitely does have like a beautiful vibe about it with an undertone of regular Perth vibe about it.
When you started with the R, I just assumed you were going to say racism. With an undertone of racism.
That well, is what I...
Probably all of that as well.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
Just a tone.
Yeah.
Not even an undertone, just a tone.
Yeah, but they've got like nice Spiegel tents and it's actually a really pretty city. If you can get to Fremantle, that's really lovely.
I'm gonna.
I've heard good things about Fremantle, yeah.
There's a brewery. I'm going to get it wrong, so I'm not going to try and name the
is
brand.
It Little Creatures from Perth?
Little Creatures, yes.
Yeah.
It's Little Creatures... brewery, which
creatures.
Is in Fremantle, which is awesome. Fremantle markets are amazing.
I'm hitting there. I'm going to go to Rottnest. I'm going to see some quokkas.
Yes.
See, that's what I want to do.
See, the stuff around
I'm going to hit you with so many pictures.
I'm so excited.
The stuff around Perth is like really beautiful and there's lots to do. Perth City is, I would probably only go there if Fringe was on.
We're like staying like across the road from the Artist Bar. Like it's
great.
Yeah,
it's going to be delightful.
Yeah.
But I
do you know where the Artist Bar is?
I mean, having never been, but like I had out the location of where we are described to me and I was like, sounds great. So excited.
It's gonna be fun.
What I realized is that like this, it's a new ocean for me because like I grew up on the east side of Australia and like now I live on the west coast of America. So it's like all Pacific all day, all the time.
This is the Atlantic.
And is it the Atlantic or
Indian
Ocean? Indian. It's the Indian Ocean. It's a new sea. It's a new ocean. I'm so keen.
You're going to have to swim in that.
So much I am.
That is a good point. I've never swum in the Indian Ocean,
I think. Sun is going to set over the sea, which I've only seen it do in the States. I haven't seen that happen in Australia before.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. On the bay, you might have.
Sure, but like west is there.
Sure, sure.
There the sun is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm keen.
How long are you going there for?
A week.
Plenty of time.
A beautiful week.
You'll be able to watch the
shows
sunset
as well.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to follow everyone around. I'm like, what are we doing? Where are we going? What's good? I can see it now. I'm just going to like wander around and stumble into doors and be like, what's in here? Great.
This is what I'm doing now.
You can do that.
I'm going to.
Which is great as well. They've got a lot of outdoor bars as well because the heat is atrocious.
I love drinking outside.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, and
it's one
really
of my favorite
fun.
Things about Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And seriously, that's a really
for any of our like American listeners that have like cold Christmases, you're missing out.
I gotta say, like a hot summer evening at Christmas. What I do love about like the summer season falling at the end of the year in Australia is that I love having New Year's Eve in the middle of summer.
Oh
I think that's beautiful. I think New Year's Eve in the middle of winter would like not be my jam.
Yeah,
For sure.
I want to go dancing.
I've done one New Year's in the snow.
I guess so, but like, I don't want to fucking carry shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I've done one New Year's in the snow and I was in Boston for New Year's 1 year.
Mm, fun.
Yeah. And like it was so much fun because they have, I guess it's kind of like, it's called First Night.
Yeah.
Like, but it was kind of like White Night before we had White Night. But it's like, so the whole city opens. You can go and do heaps of stuff for free if you have like this badge. Like, so you buy the badge for $5 or however much it was. And as long as you've got that badge on, you can go into wherever you want.
Cool.
They open up like all this different stuff and it's amazing.
Public infrastructure like that just gets me fucking going. Oh, I think it's so good.
So much fun.
it just gets me going.
But also like, they had like
community events. Yeah. Yes.
Huge like ice sculptures in the park and things like that.
Beautiful.
And, like, and I go for like the Boston Celtics and the Boston Red Sox.
Mm.
And so they had like heaps of that sort of stuff. Like there were ice sculptures of the Red Sox and the Celtics and everything like that.
The players?
No, like the logos and things like that. But the players would have been amazing.
In like 5 minutes, they'd all look the same.
Yeah, true. But those
the nose is melted off. Is that Gary or Steve?
Well, I don't know that they would have. Is like well, Boston would be freezing.
Oh, and it was so cold.
It was cold. That's what else.
Close.
We don't know, we don't even know how to say cold here in Australia. We don't know what that word means.
It's correct. But yeah, like I still have photos of that, and I'm like, fuck. It was so cold. Like it was snowing and stuff like that. It was freezing. And I'm like it was a beautiful New Year's.
Yeah.
But also, give me drinking on a balcony.
Drinking on a balcony. Yeah. And like the sun is up until like 9 or 10.
Yeah,
like exactly. It's a long dusk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, it's hot outside. Everyone's wearing like floaty clothes and everyone's breezy and, you know.
Breezy. What's speaking of White Night.
Sure.
I'm going to be going to Russia soon.
Oh, yes.
And they have White Nights in Russia as well, but it's because it's like the longest day of the year.
Yeah, right.
So the sun's up for like the whole time.
Yeah.
So like you can, they put on events and street stuff and you're like literally seeing stuff in daytime at like 3 a.m.
My older brother lives in Sweden and sometimes he describes like what situation the light is at, whatever time of year we're talking about. And I'm just like, oh God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. How do you sleep?
Blackout curtains. Yeah.
But as soon as I said that, I looked at my curtain and went, oh, yeah, curtain.
Like, oh, yeah.
That makes sense. Yep. No, that's fair.
I would love to experience that. I think that'd be real fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have a banging cracker time in Perth.
Does it not make you think of the opposite of that, though, and just nighttime all the time?
I don't think
I'd want that.
I think the one that I would find difficult is actually daytime all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
I think I would find that harder.
Absolutely, really? I would find daytime harder.
How come?
I'm a massive night person, always have been.
Mm.
Doing like out and about stuff when it's dark, I actually quite like.
Yep.
I quite like being out and about when it's dark. But the idea of like, what time is it? Oh, it's 11 p.m. and the sun is still up. No.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it'd be like fun and interesting and like I'd love to experience it. But in terms of like which one would make my brain freak out the most, I think it would be
daytime. Yeah, of course, because you can visualize like, oh, the sun's just gone behind a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's dark at 1 p.m.
Oh.
Whereas having the daytime at 3 a.m., oh, nah, not into it. But also the other way around makes me think of that. I'm going to get the actor wrong, but I want to say Jared Leto movie.
Mm.
The vampire movie set in Alaska. Do you know?
Blanking real hard. Nope,
but it's basically because it's nighttime.
You didn't even look at me.
Because it's nighttime all the time.
It was never going to be me.
No, you don't know. Because it's nighttime all the time, vampires just have free reign.
That's what would happen.
Yeah.
Hey,
and vampires, then, yeah.
Yeah.
My people.
That's right. So you,
are
really.
You a vampire or are you immortal? Like, what's going on?
What is the deal? We're variations on a theme.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah,
you don't need
people's
theme.
Blood to sustain
no,
yourself.
No.
So not a vampire.
No, but
they're your homies.
Yes.
Great.
We get it because obviously we've been around the traps long enough with each other.
Sure.
That we just vibe.
Okay.
We have the same feelings, you know?
Well,
I don't eat blood, but I know what it's like to have to not be friends with people after 30 years because I've looked the same.
Yeah, but they just kill those people and eat them.
Yeah.
Well, not all vampires, though. You know what I mean?
Hashtag all vampires.
Yeah.
All
vampires.
Exactly.
Okay. Fair enough.
Speaking of not all vampires.
Okay.
None of us are a vampire.
Good segue so far.
Thank you so much. Loving it.
Where are we going now?
Liv.
Yes.
Let's talk you not being a vampire.
Okay.
What's happening in your world in terms of work and play, but probably a mix of both.
What's...
We did a gig together last night.
We did. So it was so dabbling. Fun. Still dabbing. Oh, God.
Yeah. Stop. Never stop dabbing.
Never stop dabbing. This is the year of the dab.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been gigging a little bit, which is really fun.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure to have you. It's nice seeing you do some stand-up and stuff.
Yeah, it's fun. I do miss it. I just finished filming a movie just before Christmas in the States, and I'm about to go back and do another one.
Hell yeah.
Season 3 of Santa Clarita Diet will be out sometime soon.
Hell yeah.
Which I'm keen about.
God, a lot of people are keen about that.
Every time I go through,
do you think I look it's your the best Instagram.
So far? Would you go I do, so actually, far? As, yeah. Okay. Awesome. Wow. Which is very interesting because a lot of the time the later seasons are like a bit like eh. But you're like real pumped about it.
I think we get better every year.
Yeah.
Love that.
Every time I go through, like, I look at your Instagram and then see the comments, it's just, like, people going, when's the next season? When is it coming? When is it coming?
That's when you know you're That's on when tour. You know.
Know. And it's because, I when we were filming, I would, like, be posting about that sometimes. Sure. And now I've stopped, and so everyone's like, what happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, half of the process is done. Yeah. But, like, the other half doesn't.
A bunch more stuff.
The other half doesn't involve me.
Yeah.
I don't have any pictures to show you.
No. Although
it's all happening not with me.
Actually, this year it was really cool. I did, before I came back for the holidays, I did get to sit in the editing room for a couple of days.
Nice.
It was fun.
Yeah.
It was like a totally new experience for me because I'd never sort of seen that happen
that side
before.
Of it, yeah.
It was so good.
Mm. But yeah, that sounds like
they did make an agreement where they were like, we're going to have you in, but we're not going to edit scenes that you're in.
Okay.
When you're in the room. That makes sense. And I'm like, yeah, please. Thank you. Yeah. I don't want to watch all of you decide like which takes were shit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Please don't do that in front of me.
It's like, well, that was terrible. Let's pick another one. Like, I'm just in the corner crying. Like, such a new professional experience. Thank you for having me.
No, that's fair. I reckon that's
so fair. Fun.
But it was real good. I loved it.
That's
season
exciting.
3 is going to be sick.
Yeah, I'm very excited. I quite like that show.
Thank you.
Mm.
That is exciting.
I mean, to be fair, I'd probably watch it even if you weren't in it because I love Drew Barrymore. So, like,
oh God, me too. Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, everyone does. Let's be honest.
I'll just watch anything she does.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
bless her.
Yeah,
Drew, if you're listening, which I'm sure you are.
Oh, definitely now.
I saw Scream 1 and 2 for the first time recently.
I can't believe you'd never seen it before.
I know. Isn't that terrible?
I don't think I've seen them.
I was at...
Get out of my house.
Leave. Leave my home? Leave me and my renegades.
Yes.
But I saw it for the first time and Drew's in the first one and Tim's in the second one.
Yeah.
So it was just, a funny night at a sleepover at a friend's house for me. Where I was like, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you too.
Well, because Drew Barrymore was like the cameo in the start of the first one.
Yeah.
And
Spoiler alert for Scream 1 and 2, but like she's the victim in the first one and he's the killer in the second one. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, how the tables have turned.
It's very cool. I can give or take the second and third ones, but the first one... When that first came out and I was still... Like, when I say I don't like horror movies, slasher movies are kind of okay. Or especially Scream because it was, like, at the time when it came out, like, 1996 or whatever.
Yeah.
It was, like, subverting all
it's
horror
really
movie
smart.
Stuff.
It's really smart. Yeah.
Isn't
I loved
it, like,
it.
A parody sort of?
Not a parody is a...
It's self-aware.
Yeah.
I would describe it as more self-aware than a flat-out parody.
Because there's... Jamie Kennedy's character in it is, like... a film nerd and so like is like this is like at the movies and but in like a really nice way
like, it's like it's more like meta narrative
yes
parody. It's it's so fun and so clever.
Okay.
I think it's my hot take. I know no one's ever said this, but I think Scream is a good movie.
Hot take.
One of the things because Jamie Kennedy plays a character called Randy and but in it he's like watching Halloween at one point. And Jamie Lee Curtis, obviously, in that movie. And so he's, like, screaming at the TV, like, Jamie, he's behind you sort
and
of thing.
And then
when the villain is behind him, Jamie Kennedy. And it's very funny. I liked that.
Real good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, guys.
Trust me, it's better than I'm describing.
I'm going to go back and watch the other two with the same friend. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
Scream Marathon.
Do it.
Love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never seen it. I can't really vouch for it, but I'm sure... Love that.
I'm like catching up on 90s cinema now in my 20s. Like I watched Thelma and Louise for the first time on a plane recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you guys, Thelma and Louise is so good.
I know.
And everyone was like, shut the fuck up, you absolute child.
But that's fine. Like we all have to watch it for the first time.
I'm like, that
at
episode
point.
Of The Simpsons makes sense now.
Yeah. Oh, so many episodes of the early Simpsons.
Oh my God.
Make
when
sense,
I watched Twin Peaks as a teenager, I was like, oh, that's
I get
what
it.
That. Right. Okay.
Right.
Cool.
We're back in the game.
We're back in the game.
But that's fine. It's that time.
It is that time.
Oh my God, it's that time.
Oh my gosh, lucky I've just written it down like a champ.
Did you?
Yep.
Wow.
Liv Hewson.
Yes.
It is time for Hypothetically Yes. Are you ready?
I am so ready. Yeah. Hypothetically, yes.
Beautiful.
I love it.
Okay. Would you rather
live
in all daytime all the time?
Okay.
God.
Or be there for every single edit session of all of your scenes ever?
Oh, no.
Well, I have a position on this, so we'll see how you take this.
Sure. Here's the thing, is that I'm okay watching myself.
Like, yeah, okay.
That the bit that would kill me about the editing is not me seeing my own stuff, but it would be me seeing the people that I work with react to my own stuff and going, no.
Like, not that, one. That's not that one. God, I wish they had been able to do another take.
Yeah, but I think eventually I would start seeing what they meant. Like, I think eventually I would be like, no, that's fair. Yeah, that is fair. Oh, actually, could we, like, I think I would get involved in, like, the
I can puzzle absolutely pieces.
I also think that it would probably, like, help, like,
become a better actor.
Better, yeah, 100%. Right?
I mean,
yeah.
I was only there for a couple of days, but I was like, oh, that's why you ask us to do these specific things.
That yeah,
don't make any sense. Like, oh my God, I get it. Easy.
Yeah.
So I think I would.
But how come not the daytime though?
I just like it when it's nighttime. Yeah. My eyes are sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I need to wear
blue sunglasses. Eyes are the most sensitive.
Yeah, they are. Fucking I got blue eyes and just like skin made out of tissue paper.
Yeah,
it's true though.
Sunburned. You would burn it
so quickly.
Oh my God, that is one thing I have to be careful with going to Perth. Actually,
I was gonna say
I would sunscreen,
and not even just sunscreen. Like I would wear shirts that cover your whole.
Oh my God, you sound so much like my mom. I love it.
Yeah.
just because sunscreen is just not the answer.
She's like,
sometimes
nothing is substitute for cloth covering.
Yeah. I agree though. Yeah. Your mom
she's right.
is a smart woman.
She's so smart.
Yeah. Because seriously, I was just recently in Queensland, which isn't probably even as bad as Western Australian sun. And like, you just need to layer.
2.5 minutes, baby.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
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 Fair enough.
Fun fact, slip, slop, slap, but also wear cloth covering.
Yeah.
Yep.
Buy some linen, everybody.
Now,
it's very,
Vicky,
very beautiful.
I want to discuss this with you on the fly because
oh, no.
as Liv is our first ever official repeat guest.
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Sure. I don't think we can end on the same question.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Spider-Man question, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've already answered it.
You've already answered it.
So, I mean, should we come up with a new question?
Okay.
Or should we just not do a final question?
Can we come up with a different question?
Sure. Do you can have I, can something I
just,
in mind?
Can we just do another superhero? Is that okay? Or do you want
I
me
wish
to
you
do
would.
Some... Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Liv wishes you would. So mm-hmm. let's do it.
Ask me about a superhero.
Okay.
I've got so many thoughts.
I can imagine. What are your thoughts on... Ooh.
Now, will this be the same superhero for every repeat guest?
Nah,
or will you... Okay,
I reckon
great.
I'll change it up.
Great. Okay.
But I'm interested to hear Liv Hewson's thoughts on what are your thoughts on Hawkeye?
Hawkeye. Well, in the movies you don't ever really get much from him.
True.
That's
you know?
True.
But I always get the sense of like what's happening with this dude, but he's very like quiet, very like but friends of mine who were super into comics such as yourself. He seems like such a different person in the comics.
She was
like
pointing to me. They were pointing to me.
Yeah,
actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was pointing to me. like he's deaf. He's like funny. He's like obsessed with coffee. He's like kind of a disaster. Like he's,
yeah. The most recent comic books, or not most recent now, but the Matt Faction run of Hawkeye is one of my favorite comics of all time.
Whenever comic book Hawkeye is described to me, I'm always like, oh my God, what is that guy up to?
Yeah.
Like, what's his deal? I want to know about that guy.
Pizza dog.
And then he shows up in the movies and I'm like, oh, hi Clint.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, because also Hawkeye is like a mantle that's taken by a few different people, as is the case with a lot of superheroes.
Right.
But like there's a woman Hawkeye.
Fuck yeah.
Who I would love, Kate, I would love to see her.
Yeah,
in
that's
the movies.
Right, Clint and Kate. Yeah, and
are
just like I'm fascinated by the choice to that like Clint is like deaf and uses a lot of sign language, and like we never got to see
there
that.
there is iterations of that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like that's fucking sick. Like I want, I don't know, you know.
That's not
I,
a,
so
that's
I
not
lament the
always,
loss,
but he is like is
but
some of them,
I lament the loss of a superhero with that kind of experience, and like I do he seems, the iterations that I've been introduced to, he seems like really funny.
Mm. He's meant to be quite like sarcastic.
He's super bland in the movies.
Yeah.
No offense.
No offense, Jeremy Renner.
Sorry, Jeremy.
Sorry, Jeremy.
I mean, you'll probably direct it that way, yeah. I guess. It's,
I guess.
There's only so much
Jeremy
you can
Renner,
do.
Jeremy Renner, long-time listener of Vic and M's Comedy Gems.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, in the first Avengers movie, he's like bad. Like he's brainwashed bad for like most of the movie. So you don't even get to like really.
I just had to like siphle through like what Avengers movie you meant, and I realized like how long it's been. And
I know
many of them I've seen.
So many
hours. you know, people talk about like I rewatch Lord of the Rings a lot, and people are like, "That's so long." I'm like, "You are still. We're all still watching Marvel movies. Like whatever."
I used to watch the Lord of the Rings movies every in between Christmas and New Year.
Me too.
Yes.
I would call it ringing in the New Year.
Great.
That is amazing.
Watch all three extended editions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. That is what I did as well.
You showed they're great.
They're really fun.
Hot take.
Yeah. But they're so long.
Oh my god.
All right.
Liv Hewson, it has been an absolute pleasure to have you as our first official second appearance guest.
Thank you so much.
I'm really pleased that we got to do a specific to you final question.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And I think you rocked the hypothetically yes. I think we've nailed the conversation. If I had to give this podcast a rating, it would be 10 out of 10.
Great. Yeah. A+ is all around.
10s across the board.
High fives to everyone.
We did it.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.